So West Nile virus is transmitted to us, to humans, by mosquitoes. So everything we can do to avoid contact with mosquitoes, to avoid being bitten, is a good thing. First, a lot of the biting takes place in and around your home. So go around the outside of your home and check to see if there's any standing water. Check out gutters, for example, and places like that. And then get rid of that water so the mosquitoes can't breed there. And then, of course, insect repellent, mosquito repellent, is very important. Put it on, especially if you're going out in the morning or late in the afternoon, because that's when the mosquitoes like to feed. And try, I know it's hot out, but try, if you're going out at those hours, long sleeve shirts and long trousers or slacks for the ladies. Anything you can do to avoid getting bitten by those mosquitoes. West Nile will cause an illness with fever, and it's often associated with aches and pains and feeling poorly, and that will take you to the doctor. Fortunately, most people don't get what we call the encephalitis or the neuroinvasive form of the disease. Only 1% of people do that, but they tend to be older. So in particular, older people need to take extra special care in avoiding getting bitten by mosquitoes. Now, if you're in a West Nile area and you do develop fever, for sure, call your doctor, go to the emergency room, let them check you out. Because if you have the more severe form of the disease, of course, you'll be hospitalized and we'll give you all the supportive care necessary while your body fights off the infection and you get better.